Would you like to tell us a little bit about some hot groups that you've been involved in?
Sure. Well, I was just involved with Pat Jones, who's the CEO of the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association. And Pat was somebody who's been thinking about the opportunity in this crisis for some time. And he's been working, kind of cooking up something special with his president, Kerry Witt, who's the general manager of the Golden Gate Bridge. And they are looking at how they can kind of boil down their organization and get to its essence and then use this economic turmoil as a way to transform it. And I think you're going to see some amazing things come out of that organization. In fact, I wouldn't even be surprised if it's a wholly different kind of organization at the end of 2009. For example, one of the things that they'll be doing there is that they have 8 meetings a year, 2 of which take place outside the United States, and they're going to be reshaping every single one of those 8 meetings so that it deals with the hottest topic in its industry. So that's one of about 6 different initiatives they have going. And what's exciting is to be kind of just in proximity to these people. I mean, you get close to them and there's this sense of palpable transformation in the room. The conversations are electric. The ideas are just spilling out. It's not unusual for me to be in a conversation with Pat and Kerry and for 16 really good ideas to be born. And then, of course, you only have time initially to take action on maybe 5 or 6 of them. But that's the kind of energy that's going on there. So that's very exciting to be a part of.
How did that group become so hot? How did they become so exciting? Do you have any idea, thoughts, insights into that?
A lot of hard work and a vision from the CEO. I mean, I think Pat is a real beacon in that organization. Mm-hmm. I think he's been building momentum for years, and that what's happened is this kind of confluence of both the ripeness of the internal workings of the organization, the staff that he has on board, and the way that they work together, mixed in with this environment where clearly something has to be done differently. And so you kind of bring those two things together, and you've got real magic.
Mm-hmm. Other hot groups you've been involved in?
Let me think for a second. Well, there's been the organizing group for the Smithsonian. I'm not sure if you want me to talk about that group.
We can talk about that if you like.
So we've been meeting somewhat haphazardly, but regularly nonetheless. At Haleo, where we have this special little booth that's back in the corner and has a curtain that gets drawn around us, and we cook up these ideas together. So that's Denise and Madeline and you and I and sometimes Paul Costello. And there's the thing that I love about it is that there's this kind of frankness. It feels it's very much like a fire, you know. People are like kind of sparking ideas off of each other, not afraid to say, "Oh, I don't like that one," or "I do like this one," or "Even though you don't like it, I do, and let me tell you why." And it's got that kind of energy to it, and I think that that's going to blossom into what we're about to experience here in April.
Mm-hmm.